WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 4 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Air tanker jet crews dropping big red clouds of firefighting chemicals in the Los Angeles area wildfires. Firefighters scrambling to make more progress because forecasters warn of a return of dangerous, hot, dry, gusty Santa Ana winds. Dr. Brecken Armstrong's family and parents are now homeless.
Instead of two houses in Altadena, we are hoping to have a small apartment somewhere with my mom and dad and our daughter.
Theirs are among the thousands of homes destroyed. There are at least 24 fire-related deaths. 14 Trump cabinet confirmation hearings are scheduled this week by Senate committees. Tulsi Gabbard tapped for a director of national intelligence with a major reversal to now support an overseas surveillance program she once opposed. President Biden spoke Sunday with relatives of three Americans the U.S. government is looking to bring home from Afghanistan, says the White House. They're aiming for a swap for a detainee at Guantanamo Bay. This is ABC News. This one-word opinion of a noted businessman who, with a partner, are trying to buy TikTok. They say they'd change the video-sharing app so it would not harvest personal information of users.
It's spyware. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I have TikTok. I've got 1.4 million users on a burner phone. I wouldn't put it near my personal data.
Kevin O'Leary, chairman of O'Leary Ventures, who's on ABC TV's Shark Tank, and billionaire Frank McCourt want to buy TikTok. The Supreme Court is weighing the congressional ban on the Chinese parent company ByteDance. Congress passed a law giving the China-based app until January 19th to divest or be blocked. More power, more dough. ABC's Jim Ryan.
The cost of insuring the newest Ford Mustang? Don't ask. The special edition Mustang GTD Spirit of America is street legal, despite its 815-horsepower engine and 200-mile top speed. Starting sticker price, $325,000.
All right, Jim Ryan, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and cold today, a high up to 15. West winds at 10 to 16 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and very cold tonight, a low of 1 degree below zero. Tuesday, partly cloudy, and then it looks like a high of 14. Wednesday, 24. And the extended outlook is quite dreamy for January. A nice day with partly sunny skies Thursday and 38. For Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and even warmer with a high of 42. Right now, we have just a little bit of a breeze making it feel a little cooler than what is already pretty cold. We're at 3 degrees at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Good morning. Today is Monday, January 13th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Until the day breaks in heaven and shadows flee away, until that day I'll serve the Lord, until that bright, happy
morning, when dawn is here to stay until that day. I'll serve the Lord, though I must walk the road of darkness. It is lighted from the start, for the Father of the daybreak has put eternal morning down deep in my heart. So I'll not fear the shadows, they soon will flee away. Until that day, I'll serve the Lord. Until the day breaks in heaven and shadows flee away, until that day,
until that day,
I'll serve the Lord. Until that bright, happy morning, when dawn is here to stay, until that day,
until that day,
I'll serve the Lord. Though I must walk the road of darkness, it is lighted from the start, for the Father of the daybreak has put eternal morning down deep in my heart. So I'll not fear the shadows, they soon will flee away. Until that day,
until that day,
I'll serve the Lord. Until the day breaks in heaven and shadows flee away, until that day,
the Gaither Trio on WRCO, Until the Day Breaks. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. Here it is, Monday already, January 13th. And a day after the Packers exited the playoffs. We'll have sports scores coming up in a few minutes from right now. I wasn't surprised, but certainly they had a lot of injuries yesterday, too, during the game, so even had they won, I'm not sure what they would have had to go into the next game with, that's for sure. So anyway, we move on with some info to get you in the know and some songs for the working folks today on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me
becoming better, step aside.
A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. A leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos on WRCO Radio, and a tiger by the tail. A reminder today that a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 tomorrow at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will be having its monthly meeting on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Richland Center. Be aware of those reminders and info to get you in the know coming up here. Farm News and Markets at 5:30 today. That weather picture 15 for today's high. And right now we're at zero. Wow. So it is a chilly one out there. They kind of swung and missed a little bit with the forecast, but I guess not so much. But I know on the upper end, we were looking at maybe 1 to 2 inches of accumulation of snow Sunday, actually late Saturday night into Sunday afternoon. And we did get some precipitation. Dusting would be even maybe overestimating a little bit yesterday morning, but there were some areas of that. And then yesterday during the day, we did get a little bit of a mist in the air too, almost a freezing precipitation, but fortunately that did not last very long. This is Mel Tillis on the Mel Cow Show. Good Monday morning.
I believe in you. This is all I need to be. Bound to you the same as free. The key is understanding. I believe in you.
no way to die till you taught me to feel. Now I believe in me. You gave me a reason to. Took me in and cared for me.
Father and daughter, back to back, Mel Tillis led into his daughter Pam Tillis' song, Shake the Sugar Tree, on the old Light in the Milk House show. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jalen Hurts threw two touchdown passes in his first game since a late season concussion, and Dallas Goedert threw three stiff arms and a rugged touchdown catch, and the Eagles rode their NFL best defense to a 22-10 wild card playoff win over the Green Bay Packers. The NFC East champions will host a divisional round game against the winner of tonight's game between Minnesota and the Los Angeles Rams. In other action from yesterday, Buffalo is a winner over Denver, 31-7, and Washington held off Tampa Bay 23-20 last night. Ohio State takes on the Badgers on Tuesday night in the Big Ten basketball action. Yesterday, Michigan State beat Northwestern 78-68, and Purdue over Nebraska 104-68. Michigan beat Washington 91-75. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to New York 140-106. Denver 112, Dallas 101, Sacramento over Chicago 124-119. Indiana 108, Cleveland 93, Boston 120, New Orleans 119. Oklahoma City over Washington 136-95. Orlando 104, Philadelphia 99, Utah 112, Brooklyn 111 in overtime, and Phoenix 120, Charlotte 113. From the NHL, Detroit 6-2 over Seattle, Tampa Bay 5, Pittsburgh 2, Ottawa 3-2 over Dallas, Anaheim 3, Carolina 2 in overtime, and Vegas 4-1 over Minnesota. That's an update on sports today.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
All right, if you're ready, time to poke all your cares and woes from the weekend away. Here we go.
In our town, name is Johnny Blup. One day he'll chop a big tree down, next day he'll chop it up.
Oh, farmer, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, farmer, bring, took another load away.
Robbers broke into our house, they broke out again, 'cause the clock had just struck five and they were union men.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, farmer, bring, took another load away.
There's a gal who changes clothes each day 20 times, I'm told. But the girl I'm talking about is only 6 months old.
Oh, the farmer took another load away.
You dumb.
Hey, hey, farmer, bring, took another load away.
I got married and divorced after quite a fuss, 'cause my wife refused to let her mother live with us.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, farmer, bring, took another load away.
Had a little lamb, she also had a bear. I've often seen her little lamb with her everywhere. Oh,
the
I fooled you, didn't I?
Took another load away. Hey, hey, farmer, bring, took another load away.
The farmer's wife works very hard every single day. When the farmer wants to play, she wants to hit the hay.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, farmer, bring, took another load away.
Walt Solik and the Hey Hey Farmer Gray Polka. Getting a little wild, and it's only Monday morning. 525, a big fat zero on the temperature gauge today.
Back about 1800 and some, a Louisiana couple had a red-headed son. No name suited him, Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. Billy was a boy kinda big for his size, red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Big Horn. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch where you go, you're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. One sad day, Billy cried, ho, ho, I can whip the feathers off a Geronimo. He smarted off, the chief got mad, this nearly ended our Louisiana lad. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch where you go, you're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run, he wound up married cause he didn't either one. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch where you go, you're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. Pretty girl will get you one of these days.
Leroy Parnell with Brooks and Dunn on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, a high of just 15. Right now, WRCO, it is 0 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and the time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The new biofuels tax credit guidance offers very little guidance. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The biofuels industry is disappointed with the long-awaited guidelines for clean fuels tax credits. U.S. Treasury officials released tax guidance for the 45Z credits Friday, saying this provides clarity on issues, including which entities and fuels are eligible for the credit and how life cycle emissions are determined. But Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says it falls short of expectation.
They can take the guidance today and use it and claim the tax credit. That sounds nice in principle and in concept, but the details surrounding how to do that are still missing.
Cooper says without specific information about the new GREET model and emission rate information, producers are left in limbo. Jeff Ewer with Growth Energy agrees.
We need to know what type of incentive levels might be available to us under this tax credit. And based on what we've seen so far today, that has not been released. And it sounds like we won't hear that until early next week.
The Treasury Department's guidelines say the forthcoming rules would allow the producer of the eligible clean fuel to claim the 45Z credit, but compressors and blenders of fuel would not be eligible. Both Cooper and Feuer say the Treasury Department also did not fully consider USDA's Climate Smart Agriculture recommendations that would have allowed farmers to benefit from the program. Farmers learned about the benefits of cover crops at this year's Practical Farmers of Iowa annual conference. Brownfield's Brett Barnett was there.
Northwest Iowa farmer Nathan Anderson says he's increased his cover crop acreage over the last 10 years, despite some initial challenges getting started.
You're adding a crop to a system, so there's a lot of learning experiences that go along with that, but basic agronomy is basic agronomy. You know, seeds planted in the right condition with the right environment are going to grow and do what they say they're going to do.
He tells Brownfield cereal rye has been a great addition to his rotation.
Works great ahead of soybeans. Having something that maybe doesn't overwinter or a portion of a cover crop mix that doesn't overwinter as much might be a great opportunity ahead of corn.
Anderson says his cover crops have also been beneficial to his cattle herd.
With the cattle especially, we've used those cover crops to supplement some feed in the spring and in the fall.
From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
The USDA says 2024 soybean production topped 2023, and corn production was 3% lower than 2023. In Wisconsin, 515.04 million bushels of corn were produced. That's down from 552.64 million a year ago. 101.76 million bushels of soybeans produced compared to 105.06 million a year ago. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Another solid week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the week higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was another light round of direct cash cattle business that took place on Friday following Thursday's trade. For the week, live deals range from mostly $200 to $201, $4 to $5 higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals, for the most part, were at $320, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Mitchell Livestock Market in South Dakota, feeder steers 600 to 850 pounds were $7 to $12 higher. Steers 850 to 950 pounds were steady to $4 higher, with instances of sharply higher. Heifers 500 to 800 pounds were $6 to $9 higher. and heifers 800 pounds and up were steadied to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was very good. Light-fleshed feeders were in high demand and brought top dollar. There were many large load lots in the day's offering. Feeder supply included 55% steers. Medium and large on feeder steers, 702 to 744 pounds, brought $293 to $321. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 653 to 698 pounds, brought $279 to $304. Boxed beef closed sharply higher on solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice up 206 at 332.84. Select closed 579 higher at 314.14. Estimated cattle slaughter was 105,000 head, down 16,000 on the week and up less than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Friday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. Export sales for the prior week were solid as demand for U.S. pork on the global market remained strong. There are concerns about the inconsistency in domestic demand. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 15 cents with a weighted average of $79. The Iowa, Minnesota closed 240 higher with a weighted average of 80.50, and the Western Corn Belt up 239 with a weighted average of 80.30. Pork values closed higher, up 88 cents at 91.36. Bellies and hams were both sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up more than 161,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were both higher, watching the rest of the week's direct business develop, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, with pork values stronger during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Direct Cattle Business Friday was mostly a 201 live and 320 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans and corn are up following the USDA's supply, demand, and production numbers. March beans were 26 and a quarter higher at 1025 and a quarter. May was up 27 and a quarter at 1038. March corn is 14 and a half higher at 470 and a half. And May was up 15 at 479 and a half. Supported by cash and wholesale business, February live cattle were up $1.17 at $198.77. April was $1.20 higher at $199.47. March feeders were $1.10 higher at $269.40. And with pork higher at midday on Friday, February lean hogs were up 77 cents at $82.55. April lean was $1.32 higher at $88.67. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The plan to have broadband access everywhere is moving very slowly, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times.
Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Ideally, everyone in the country is going to have broadband access, just not as quickly as we'd hoped. When the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program was approved in late 2021, $42 billion was earmarked to help get projects going. 3 years later, not one project has physically started. Tom Ferry is chairman and CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit whose mission is to close the digital divide.
I don't think there's anyone in D.C. or across America that doesn't understand for our country to be its best. We can only move at the pace of our slowest connected person. And so we've got to get this resolved. We've got to get this done.
Ferry says states and U.S. territories submitted initial plans for participation, which took about a year. Now they have to turn in final plans, and only one state has so far. Ferry says the slow pace hasn't been a total loss.
I think it's wise to not discount the last several years, just viewing it as unnecessary. I think there's been a big education curve. Could have been administered quicker, perhaps. Were there learning curves and discoveries along the way that make us stronger going forward and thus ensuring success? Absolutely.
Tomorrow, the potential impact of a new administration on the pace of broadband development. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide variety of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a special Papa Alliance black-hided calf and yearling sale. Please note, no Holsteins for this event. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Increased raw milk testing has not yielded new cases of H5N1 in one state. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Kansas veterinarian says increased testing of raw milk has not detected any positive cases of H5N1 in the state's dairy herds.
We're doing multiple every week across the state, so we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Greg Hanselcheck, Associate Director of the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, tells Brownfield the virus has been especially problematic this year.
This is the first time where we've actually seen it in a different species other than avian or birds. There has been an uptick in our dairy herds across the United States. Kansas had 4 herds positive last year in April. We haven't had any positive since.
A new federal order was introduced by USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in December to increase milk testing and improve traceability of H5N1. Hanselcheck says the laboratory has expanded its reach beyond Kansas.
We're taking the overflows first from Colorado and now California. We're getting a lot of milk samples from them. We're testing milk. We can also do nasal swab samples.
On Wednesday of last week, 15 more states, including Kansas, enrolled in the National Milk Testing Strategy, bringing the total number of states in the program up to 28. Iowa, Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Utah are some of the states that enrolled in the program last Wednesday. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower again Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remains unchanged, 74 cents with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks down 7¾ at 182, 6 sales recorded. Cheese barrels dropped 2 cents to 185 with 2 sales. Butter remained unchanged at 260, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 136.5 with 5 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Today, a high of 15 with partly cloudy conditions, breezy and cold. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold, a low of 1 degree below zero. And Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny and a high of 14. It does warm to 24 by Wednesday, 38 by Thursday. The air is calm right now. We have a temperature of zero at the radio studios. It's a bundle up Monday morning.
what you dream of. Maybe time will let our dreams come true. Send me the pillow that you dream of. So darling, I can dream of it too.
I've waited so long for you to write me, but just a memory's all that's left of me.
Lachlan on the Milk Cow Show. We will have our update on weather with the expert Tony Schumacher in just a few minutes today from WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's Billy Crash Craddock.
If I could write a song as beautiful as you, I'd sit around the whole day long. That's all that I would do. If I could write a song as tender as you are, I'd sing it. Just like a big time star. Songs are only words that rhyme, a melody set down in time. This will be forever true. There is no song as beautiful as you. If I could write a song the way I've seen you smile, the world would stop its turning round and listen for a while. If I could write a song the way I fell in love, my song would light the dark night, like all the stars above. Songs are only words that rhyme, a melody set down in time. This will be.
When it comes to love, I keep my senses.
Winona Judd on WRCO and no one else on Earth. Stay tuned for weather details.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were stronger after the holiday sales. Holstein bull calves sold up to $670, with the beef crossbred heifer calves up to $810. The better yielding and conditioned slaughter cows sold from $91 to $1.15, with the poor yielding milk down cows from $70 to $1.10. Poor condition, 12 to 1,500 pound dairy heifers, they range from $1.10 to $1.25. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, January 17th. Demand continues to be strong, but supplies of feeders are limited. With the price of fat cattle, I would expect the feeder cattle to continue to be active, with even a modest price increase on the better quality feeders. All of us at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola wishes all of our customers a prosperous and happy new year, and Darren and Colton and Jim will continue to provide you with an active and competitive market in the coming new year.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Blustery winds and pretty cold weather out there for today and tomorrow. Be sure to bundle up as wind chill factors will be well below zero, maybe as cold as 15 or 20 below zero at times. Right now we have a cold weather advisory across much of northern Minnesota into far northwest Wisconsin. We'll probably stay just above that threshold around here. Dry weather will be the rule as well, with a big high pressure system parked in the middle of the country. We'll see just a couple of weak weather systems skirt by to our northeast toward Wednesday and Thursday. Looks like any flurry activity from that will probably stay up in northeast Wisconsin. And then by Friday, a large storm will be developing in the southern plains, tracking up toward the Ohio Valley. Current indications are that the rain and snow with that should stay just to the south and east of Wisconsin. Our forecast here for today, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, high temperature about 15 degrees, west wind 10 to 16 miles an hour, partly cloudy and bitterly cold tonight, low near 1 below zero, wind chill factors around 15 to 20 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, still brisk with a high of 14, northwest wind close to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, sunny or partly cloudy, low 1 below 0, high of 24. Thursday should be a nice winter day with partly sunny skies, low 17, high 38. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, even warmer, low in the mid-20s with a high of 42. Saturday, partly cloudy and colder, low 18 with highs in the mid-20s. And Sunday, partly cloudy and very cold, low 3 degrees with a high near 11. You have yourself a good day out there, again expecting a high near 15 degrees with some sunshine. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in WRCO country, it is cold. Low right now, the reading is zero. And looking at some stats from yesterday, 28 degrees with a dusting of snow. Record high, 52 in 1961. Record low, 22 below zero in 1916. Last year's high, 27, and the low, 2 degrees below zero. Sunset will occur at 4:49 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:32 for this morning. Right now we have an east wind around 6 miles per hour, making those wind chills just below zero this morning. The barometer is steady at 30.05. No precipitation today. It was 9 at midnight. Right now we're at 0 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles bracing for another round of Santa Ana winds between now and Wednesday. Red flag conditions until then as fires continue to burn in some spots.
Things have been relatively calm, so and that's been giving firefighters a fighting chance, but that's all getting ready to change. Wind speeds will be picking up again. Wind gusts could range between 35 and 55 miles per hour. Some areas could see gusts as high as 70 miles per hour, but we all expect this to come to a head by Tuesday.